Belinda presents The Boyer Lectures 2013, delivered by Quentin Bryce.
Fellow Australians, as I get older and see our children caring for their families, working in their careers, and watch our grandchildren developing, I think more and more about the sort of life and nation we are delivering to them. And as I come to the end of my term as Governor-General, I'm grateful for the opportunity in this Boyer Lecture Series to share some of those thoughts with you. Growing up in the dry heart of Western Queensland in the 1940s meant that I was a kid from the bush. It's sheep and cattle country out there, and it goes on forever. The grey, brown soils are the eroded remnants of a vast inland sea. Fine arteries sculpt the flat landscape, carrying scarce water and thirsting for rain. Huge expanses of Mitchell grass nourish what was then a thriving wool industry. Only stands of Gidgee interrupt a penetrating, mesmerising horizon. At the end of the day, I'd often visit my father at his work. I'd sit in his office, soaking up his world, imbibing the smell of lanolin. Over the grind and roar of machinery, I'd listen to him, talk to the men who worked with him. My dad was manager of the district wool scour. He was a great storyteller and chatted easily with all sorts of people. The big, faraway world was filtered to me through books, letters, radio, and a steady flow of conversation. Naturally, I was curious about what lay beyond our little town. I learned later that women then made up only 22% of the Australian workforce, and only 3% of those were married. The basic female wage was 75% of the male wage. There were two women in the federal parliament. This was the way it was. Leading feminists of the time, like Jessie Street, Bessie Rishbeth, Muriel Matters, were hailing a coming of age for women in the post-war years. But few of us really had any idea that women's participation in Australian life would change so dramatically across the next five decades. I feel so lucky to have been part of them.